Many times, friends from all over the world come to us. From every place on the planet. But each time it's more, this time specifically, you can feel how close they are, how important. It's like kids who ran away from home and now they are returning. So, and it's felt like that more and more each time. I'm really happy that they're here with us. And that more will come for Sukkot. It really warms the heart and creates a very special feeling. Just like kids returning home. What do we have today in the Tish?
We have excerpt number 1 from Baal HaSulam's prophecy. And God said unto me, get thee out of thy country to the pleasant land, the land of the holy fathers, where I will make you a great sage, and all the sages of the land shall be blessed in you. For I have chosen you for a righteous sage in all this generation, to heal the human suffering with lasting salvation. Take this sword in your hand and guard it with thy heart and soul, for it is a sign between me and you that all those good things will happen through you. For until now, I had no such faithful man as you to give him this sword.
We are holding on to this sword. It's the right intention to do everything for the sake of the Creator through the world and to bring every person in the world to it. This sword is very sharp, and we have to keep sharpening it each time through our intentions and come to a state where only the direction how should I put it? Where this ray of light connects the inside of our eye, the inside of our heart to the Creator and not run to any place, to any form. Of course, there will be many, many distractions, obstructions, but they are not obstructions. They are in order for us to each time direct ourselves better and better and more accurately toward the Creator. So these are not interferences or obstructions. They're showing us more and more abilities to veer off on which we can make precisions and make our direction, our vision sharper and more accurate. So each time we should be thankful for the Creator, thankful to the Creator for bringing us to a state where specifically through His exercises we can aim ourselves more correctly and more accurately exactly toward Him.
Yeah. Malchut Asera Gamim Namshich Yashar Onegane Et Ashkina Ve'im Nisteach Yehud Asera Gamim Namshich Yashar
Excerpt number 4, Rabash. Therefore know, my friends, that since we were together with Baal HaSulam, we're more capable of approaching the Creator. But we need to listen to His voice and to keep His covenant. For the voice of the living Ari will certainly not stop from us. As we were near Him, He is certainly speaking on our behalf, and His voice is heard when He comes into the holy place. When a person approaches Gdusha, His voice is heard, and we are certain to succeed.
Yes, if we attach ourselves to Baal HaSulam through the group work of Rabash, we are certain to achieve Dvikut with the Creator. And the truth is, we see it. We're getting closer. The way toward Dvikut is opposite from our ego, so it seems to us like we're getting farther if we check it according to our ego. But if we check it according to how much we want the truth, demand the truth, are connected to it, even hate it, opposite from it, these are discernments. So according to this, we are moving closer. So what's important is to be attached to the writings of Baal HaSulam through the work in the group that Rabash has given us. And this way we will advance. In the recent days, we had memorial days for those two giants who paved our way toward the Creator. We have to understand that it is actually we who must help all of humanity to get on that same track. How do you come to that? only through annulment before the friends. In our situation, in our world, there is nothing more practical, more tactile, tangible, that we can do. And we should check ourselves. And although the whole way is paved with difficulties, we reject the friends, we don't want it, and we can't, and we hate, and we like kind of drop it. It passes over our heads and doesn't enter our hearts. Yet, bit by bit, these things come true. It is a wonder that I discovered. It's called the reforming light. That, nevertheless, it permeates the heart. And it works, even though you don't want it, by nature. So, we suddenly, in this way, find a place in the heart that's willing to talk about unity and begins to recognize the greatness of unity, and that within the unity, specifically, you receive the Creator, and there the Creator is revealed and settles. It takes 10, 20, maybe 30 years until it happens. But this is correction, the spiritual correction that we must realize. Maybe number 5?
Excerpt number 5 from letter number 47 by Baal HaSulam. Let me remind you the validity of love of friends in spite of everything at this time. For it is upon that our right to exist depends, and upon that our near to come success is measured. Hence, turn away from all the imaginary engagements and set your hearts on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one. So the words, love your friend as yourself, will literally come true in you. And you would cleanse yourself of any thoughts of love and start connecting and love and a true measure, and then you shall see, and your palate will taste, and everything, and there will be nothing else that will stop between me and you.
Indeed, it is enough for the one who understands. I used to mock these words. I don't know, I think there's not a person in the world who had less regard for love of friends, more contempt for love of friends than me, who had more disbelief in this, who rejected it more than I did with both hands and with my legs. But there was no choice. The absence of another choice is what keeps you on track. Where would I go? What would I do? So if I have to listen to words about love of friends, all right, I'll do it. I remember myself. All right, no choice. I have to listen to words about love of friends. I'll do it. There's a price. They're talking about ten sfirot and attaining the Creator. All right, so I have to listen to that as well. So I'll tolerate it. And very slowly, over decades, it drips in and corrects the desire more and more, so that all of a sudden you begin to see that, could this really be true? Is it really that through connection you attain the Creator? Can't I attain Him myself, but by connecting with others? With Him and with Him and between us and between Him and with Him, we build the area for attaining the Creator, and if not between us, we can't receive Him. It's like a fish that you can only catch if you have a net. So it takes many, many years, and yet it comes. What's important is to persist. There's no choice. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? We've been rewarded with the fact that the net already exists. We can catch a very big fish with it, a whale. It's ready already. We just need to strengthen the connections between us more and more so it doesn't get away, and we'll catch it, and he will be revealed within us. It's ready already. It's a wonder what we've been rewarded with, being able to be in one ship, with being able to sail to the ocean, which is the world of Ein Sof, and fish, catch the whale in it, which is the upper wisdom, the creator, and it will be ours. It's very practical. Very practical. Those who are still not in it, and there are some, should continue. How should I put it? Don't give up. Don't give up. Be stubborn. That from this, I don't get off. I don't quit. I have to listen to them. I'll listen to them. I have to respect them. I'll respect them. I hate them. I reject them. I don't understand them. I don't feel them. They all connect and I can't connect. True. But what the intellect doesn't do, time does. And the Creator puts together all the efforts, even the smallest. Scrutiny is a person makes in smallest efforts. He connects them all together and we will reach it. We will. The main thing is
Kulo Kesher Tzamero Kesher Tzamero Kesher Tzamero Kol Haolam Kulo Kesher Tzamero Kesher Tzamero.
Lie, 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 lie המספר 6 מתוך שמעתי מאמר כ"ו כתבי
excerpt number 6 בעל הסולם שמעתי 26 one's future depends and is tied to gratitude for the past. There are many people in the world who are not given the strength to work the holy work even in the simplest of ways, even without the intent and in lolishma, even in lolishma of lolishma, and even in preparation for the preparation of the clothing of Kedusha, while he was imparted the desire and the thought to nevertheless occasionally do holy work, even in the simplest way. If one can appreciate the importance of it, according to the importance that one ascribes to the holy work, to that extent one should give praise and be grateful for it. This is so because it is true that we cannot appreciate the importance of being able to sometimes keep the mitzvot of the Creator even without an intent. In that state, one comes to feel elation and joy of the heart. The praise and the gratitude that one gives for it expands the feelings, and one is elated by every single point in the holy work and knows whose worker he is, and thus soars ever higher. This is the meaning of what is written, I thank thee for the grace that thou hast made with me, meaning for the past, and by this one can confidently say, and he does say, and that thou will do with me.
What is the difference between annulling myself, ourselves before the Creator on the first lowest degree or annulling ourselves on the highest degree? Because it's annulment. So what does it matter at what level I annul myself? An embryo in its mother's womb is connected to its mother more than a grown-up who annuls his ego and is connected to the upper one externally. So the question is not at what degree I am, but to what what is the essence in which I annul myself? So we have to yearn only for the current state, not for anything greater, only for the current state. If in the current state one is in, he can annul himself, his ego, his intention to receive. That's it. He is in godliness. He is in the upper world. That's all it takes. Attainment and understanding will come only by annulment. If we annul ourselves more and more deeply, there we attain the upper one, the thoughts and the desires toward which you annulled yourself. So it's all in front of us. We are ready. We are in it. We have already received the invitation, the opportunity. All that's lacking is the annulment. And it's all in our hands. If we learn how by annulling ourselves before each other, before the friends, by this we will learn how to annul ourselves before the Creator. That's all we have to do. It's one step forward. Maybe two steps. One toward the Creator, one toward the friends, toward society, and the other within it, toward the Creator. Did you find something?
Shalom ba leman beit ha'shem elokim.
When I look at our friends all over the world, I so want them to be in the same heart as ours, because then we won't feel any difference. Otherwise, it still works between us and spreads and distances, sets us apart. We have to, as quickly as possible, come to a state that we are in one heart, one desire, and then there won't be a difference, I guarantee you. If you are in Tomsk, Odessa, Moscow, Dnieper, all those places, we can all see you on the screens. We will not feel you as being in a different place. Kaliningrad today, we even have them, a Hebrew VG, Romania.
Me?
Who?
Asia, Ken.
Asia, yes. Right.
Owen.
I always notice him because he's really a very dedicated friend, veteran. Kiev. Where is where's the fat dude? With the hair. I know he's Vlad, but he's an architect. Well, no, I asked hair, not someone who's bald. Yeah, it's great. Very pleasant to see you all. It's all coming closer. We will soon feel. In the spiritual kli, there are no distances. This world disappears. Everything is felt in one desire. It'll be good. It'll be good. How do we sing it'll be good?
Love.
We have a question, Rav.
Something from the heart. Yeah, it's a question that's evolving in me for a long time in us. In the past, we know that there were individuals that attained the goal. And here there's a new generation, the last generation. And from what I remember about 10 years ago, you said that we're expecting for 10 friends to go into attainment together. But now we see that now we're already reaching the volume of 100 friends and more, that there's this readiness, the kind of readiness that you talked about. So what should we prepare ourselves for now? Is it really possible that there will be such a collective breakthrough? Should we actually direct ourselves at this?
We need to unite everyone and push everyone as much as possible toward connection in which the Creator will be revealed, because He is revealed in Ahan Chai. In Aviyut, root 1, 2, 3, 4. What is revealed is Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chayechida. He's not revealed as... He's revealed only according to the preparation of the Kli. So if there is an internal 10, there He is revealed in Yechida. In a broader 10, He's revealed in Chaya. In an even broader 10, He's revealed as Neshama, etc. We need to prepare everyone. In what 10, in what way the Creator will be revealed in all kinds of shades and manners. We don't know that. We really don't. And it doesn't matter to us. When the upper light shines, it chooses. Why? Because it shines from the end of the correction of the whole Kli of Adam HaRishon. So it chooses the tens. It chooses the opportunities. But we must prepare ourselves for revealing Him. In my estimates, according to what I feel, we are really at the doorstep of a great revelation and broad, expansive. I really hope it'll happen to us this year. And those who are on the path will be rewarded with it. I really hope that we will also get support from the whole world, because we see how the world is deteriorating and can't find its way. And we can shine the way, illuminate it. It will happen. Now regarding the 10, I just want to say, a 10 is not something defined, that in Tallinn you have a 10 and in Munich you don't have a 10. It doesn't work that way. We're all connected. So it could be that, well, I don't know, but it seems to me that it will be revealed in people in various circles, various places, various countries. It doesn't matter. We belong to the state of Kabbalah. So there won't be some kind of decision according to territory or language, but according to the inclination in the heart. It could be you connected to someone in the Netherlands, and to someone in Asia, and so on. It doesn't matter. This is how it might happen. I don't know. Until it's revealed, we are forbidden to even guess it. But that's what I think. That it's not a question of local tens that are in some place. Like we have a strong ten here, we have a strong ten in Moscow, and that's it. No, I totally don't think this way. It depends on how much a person invests in the world kli. Besides, I'm really happy you came. For us, it's something special.
Rav, what kind of a state is it where you, our beloved teacher, are bringing us closer to the Rabash? These lessons with the Rabash, they're like, it feels like the ego, it gets used to everything very quickly. But it's not of the obvious. It's even impossible to appreciate this state. What is it exactly?
Well, I'll tell you. The more a Kabbalist diminishes himself, the more he advances. So, of course I want to connect you to Rabash and not to me. I would be happy if you didn't look at me, except as a pointer to Rabash. Because I have nothing to say. He is the root of our spiritual work. This is why I want us to learn from him, to listen to him. It doesn't matter what parts of Talmud Esor Sefirot we have. The thing is not to study. The thing is the desire to connect to him and through him feels the way he feels godliness. I want to feel it through him. I want him to introduce me to godliness. That's the main thing. And who am I in this? I would be more than happy to only be a connector, opening the door so you would come into his place. That's it. I have nothing else here besides this. It's not like I'm diminishing myself and I pretend to be like this. Righteous, hidden, righteous, humble. I don't know how to put it. It's
the greatness of the teacher who dedicated his life to it, so there's no other way for me but to introduce the source of life to you. I really hope that it's not that we'll study him, but that we'll unite and we'll feel his spirit. He was truly huge. I don't know about Bala Sulam. I don't know him. I don't know. It's something that's beyond my perception. But Rabash, whom I know, that I remember how he smells. I remember his body, his skin, his everything, that I'm really so connected with him. But his internality, that was that years and years later on, it becomes more and more revealed. Let's hope that we will discover this. Is there any song about this, maybe? Ki chilas ta nafshi
I have nothing more to add.
יש משהו לסיום?
Anything for conclusion?
Rav, one question. How can we use the upcoming holidays? To enlighten and to increase the fire for the upcoming Congress. Because I feel there is a hole in the line, in the wire. Nobody is having this Congress anymore in focus. Everybody is in sleepiness. What do we have to do?
We have a week ahead of us. Sukkot, when does it end? Next week? The Monday afterwards. So we have 10 more days. So we really have to think how during those 10 days, how we and around us, all of our friends all over the world, come into such connection, as Rav Ash once said, once we had a very special Sukkot, and then I came to him and asked, what is missing? What's missing for us to break through? And he said, attack. Attack. That's what's missing. And then I didn't quite understand, what is an attack? Why is it special? What it's for? Do you pressure him? Pressure the friends? Myself? What? So I really hope that we will learn what it means to be in an attack. And that we will be able to realize the connection in such a way that we will begin to feel godliness being revealed in it. We have enough time for this. It all depends on our willingness. And we have done enough preparations. We will do it. We will do it. I feel here the reinforcement, the strengthening from the world Kli that's coming here physically, and they're with us, and the virtual Kli. Let's make an effort. We can do this. Through an attack on connection, we will discover the Creator.
Ismechu ha-shamayim Bedagel ha-aretz Ismechu ha-shamayim Ismechu ha-shamayim Ismechu ha-shamayim Bedagel ha-aretz Ismechu ha-shamayim, Ismechu ha-shamayim, Vedagel ha-aretz.
מטוב ומנאים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מטוב ומנאים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מטוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד